Giovanni Paolo II è beato.
In front of a vast sea of pilgrims filling the square and streets around St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Benedict on Sunday proclaimed blessed his beloved predecessor, Pope John Paul II. Just 6 years after the death and funeral of Karol Wojtyła, an event which was followed by millions in Rome and around the world, hundreds of thousands of people flocked back to the Vatican for the beatification celebrations, which began with a prayer vigil at the nearby Circus Maximus on Saturday evening. Many of those pilgrims then spent the night camped out in the streets before making their way towards the Basilica in the early hours of Sunday morning. Long before Pope Benedict arrived in the square, the surrounding roads filled up with cheering, flag-waving crowds, especially from Karol Wojtyła's native Poland. Over a dozen heads of state were also on hand alongside cardinals, bishops, priests and religious who were seated up close to the altar.
Karol Józef Wojtyła nacque a Wadowice in Polonia il 18 maggio 1920 da Karol e da Emilia Kaczarowska.
Cardinal Agostino Vallini, Vicar General for the Diocese of Rome, began by reading a brief biography of the former pontiff, recalling his childhood in Wadowice, Poland, his secret studies for the priesthood while working in a chemical factory, his participation as a bishop in the Second Vatican Council, and the most memorable events of his 27-year pontificate.
L'anno dell'Eucaristia e il grande giubileo dell'anno 2000.
Pope Benedict then pronounced the Latin formula which raises John Paul II to the rank of blessed, the first step on the road to sainthood.
Autoritate nostra apostolica, facultatem facimus, ut venerabilis servus Dei, Ioannes Paulus II Papa, beati nominem postum appellitur, iusque festum, dia altera, et vicesima octobris, in locis et modiciori statutis, quotannis celebrare possit, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
In his homily during the Mass, Pope Benedict recalled that this beatification takes place on the second Sunday of Easter, which John Paul himself dedicated as Divine Mercy Sunday. And the celebration also coincides with the first day of May, the month traditionally dedicated to Mary, the Mother of God, to whom the Polish Pope had such a particular devotion.
Una visione che si riassume nell'icona biblica di Cristo sulla croce, con accanto Maria, sua madre.
From his papal coat of arms with the letter M beside the cross, to his motto Totus Tuus, Latin for I belong entirely to you, the Pope recalled how Karol Wojtyła's life was nourished and sustained by this vision of Mary as a model of holiness for the whole Church.
Tra l'immagine e modello di santità per ogni cristiano e per la Chiesa intera.
Pope Benedict also recalled the words that John Paul II used during his first Mass in St. Peter's Square after his election in October 1978.
Non abbiate paura, aprite, anzi spalancate le porte a Cristo.
Do not be afraid, open wide the doors to Christ. A vision which the Polish Pope himself sought to put into practice throughout his whole pontificate. By his witness to faith, love and courage, accompanied by great human charisma, Pope Benedict said this exemplary son of Poland helped believers throughout the world not to be afraid to be called Christian, to belong to the Church and to speak the Gospel.
Vorrei infine rendere grazie a Dio anche per la personale esperienza.
On a more personal note, Pope Benedict also thanked God for the gift of having worked alongside blessed Pope John Paul II for so many years as prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. And he recalled his great witness through suffering in the final years of his life. As the Lord gradually stripped him of his physical forces, he remained a rock of faith, continuing to lead the Church with a message that became all the more eloquent as his physical strength declined.
Ma egli è rimasto sempre una roccia come Cristo l'ha voluto.
As Pope Benedict beatified his predecessor, a giant image of John Paul II was unveiled on the facade of St. Peter's Basilica. As his smiling face was revealed to the crowds, an unstoppable explosion of cheers and applause rang out, an expression of the continuing love felt by so many people for the Pope who came from a far country to lead the Church across the threshold of the third millennium.